everybody, we have got the biggest PGA DFS week of all time in front of us. It is the Masters 2021, 3 Millionaire Makers to play, and I am going to give you my top five values of the week to try and help you fill out some of those best lineups. Now, 2 weeks removed from having my best showing, getting a couple in the top 10, including the winner Joel Damon last week, I guess I was in a spot of regression for this video here. It's Roger Sloan. He missed the cut. Sepp Straka, decent, made the cut. Top 40, somewhere in that range. Adam Shank missed the cut. Sam Burns missed the cut. Johnny Vegas missed the cut. All of them. Brutal week. Let's just move on quickly from it and go into this week. I've got five more guys to talk about. The first one I want to talk about is Ryan Palmer. $6,500 for Ryan Palmer this week. Coming in with back-to-back 17th place finishes. In fact, three straight in a row. Coming in 6,500 with strokes gained of 45th off the tee, 35th on the approach, 128 around the green, and 65th putting. Sounds like a little bit better than 6,500 on the price, in my opinion. So I want to take advantage of that low price. Course history, he hasn't played here for quite some time. The last time he did, he came in tied for 30th. Then all the way back in the early parts of this, of the previous decade, I should say, he had a top 10 and two missed cuts. So he's actually played here three or four times for Ryan Palmer. So plenty of history to go on, just maybe not as recent. Now, next value, fourth best value on the slate, Louis Oosthuizen. In fact, all of the next guys, they're all priced between $7,700 and $7,500. Four popular names that I think you can fit into your lineups. Now, I wouldn't put all of them together because I expect them to be pretty highly owned. I'd mix them in with a couple of the sleepers that I'll give you, of course, in my PGA DFS Top 5 Sleeper video coming out a little bit later this week once we see how ownership is going to break out. So the next one, we're going to talk about Louis Oosthuizen, $7,500 this week, coming in 23rd and 29th in the last two trips here to Augusta, and it's been a while since he hasn't seen a weekend at Augusta. But recently, it's not been so good. Really bad at the match play and not so great at the Players. So maybe a spot of regression, but he profiles super well here. Come 10th around the green in third strokes gained putting this year. His short game has been on fire. While the off the tee on the approach, the ball striking haven't been great. But if that somehow wakes up this week, watch out, as Oosthuizen has been in short game form for quite some time this year now. Okay, now let's move on to Jason Day. Another guy that I think has gone through a bit of trouble in the early on of the season, hiring a new swing coach, changing his swing. But it seems like it's worked. He's found a bit of consistency now, having made the last couple of cuts in a row at match play. Did make it out of the group, but did play better. Also came in the mid-30s in both the Arnold Palmer and the Players. Two courses that I don't think set up as well for Jason Day as this one, who 20th off the tee this year in strokes gained. Still be performing pretty well there. 45th around the green and 98th putting. Probably why we're seeing more consistency and those middling finishes, say, between the top 15 and the top 40, because his putting has not been as good as it's been in years past. He was obviously one of the best. So if that wakes up here this week, I don't expect him to miss the cut like he did in November when he was in bad form. Expect maybe something towards the fifth place. That would be the high side where I think Jason Day could finish this week, but it was only 2 years ago that he did that. Fourth best value is a guy that has not played well at Augusta very recently. Prior to the last 2 years, though, he had played well here. It's Paul Casey, checking in at $7,700 here this week. He has played some of the best golf of anybody on the PGA Tour this year. Now, he didn't get out of his group in match play, but prior to that was on a great stretch of golf. I think it continues here this week. Again, the recent course history would suggest maybe not 38th and a missed cut there in the last two tries. Look at off the tee or strokes gain numbers. We see that putting has vastly improved. He's 74th this year. Probably goes to why he's playing or finishing so well. We know he's great on the approach. 15th, 41st around the green. We know he's pretty solid there, and we know he's not going to get in trouble that much off the tee. Ranked 76th. Okay, my last and top sleeper. Not sleeper. Jeez, listen to me. Maybe I need sleep here. I apologize, top value of the slate, especially if we get a hard week, it is Adam Scott. Last couple of weeks ago at the Honda, we saw him really spark to the form that he likes to be in before a major. The irons looked great. Off the tee didn't look good, but PGA National's a lot more demanding off the tee than we're going to get here at Augusta. Plus, Adam Scott obviously knows his way around this track. So I love him at 7,600 this week. Course history, 34th and 18th. Not great, but he's priced at 7,600. That's got to be right in form with what we want. As I just mentioned, off the tee hasn't been great this year, 132nd. 56 on the approach is pretty good. 138 around the green, not so great, but 57th putting. How about that? Maybe found a little bit of a groove there. So, all right, that will complete my top five values for the PGA DFS Masters this week. Again, going 5-1, Ryan Palmer, Lou Stason, Jason Day, Paul Casey, and Adam Scott. So thanks so much for joining me here on my short little PGA DFS top five values for the Masters. Of course, if you're not already an Osmo Plus member, it's a great time to do so. Use promo code Dustin. You're going to get a buy one, get one free tool. So $29.95 for your first month. Your second month is going to be free. So till next time, everybody, thanks for joining my PGA DFS top five values for the Masters. Good luck this week. We'll see you on the other side.